Not long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom, equipped with loose morals, and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us for a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves.
This is Botched, a D&D podcast. Botched!
Previously
on Botched.
So,
there's a goose.
We might have pissed off some peoples. Father Beers was all whipped and chained to the wall, but I saved him. Bradley Chamberlain shot an elder god in the mouth with his gloop gun. And now we are literally on a wild goose chase as we try to get our keys back from an untitled goose.
Fuck you, Bean.
All right, welcome back, listeners. Thanks so much for tuning in again. This is episode 42 of our fourth season, and we are going to start where we left off last time as the group opened up a black hole that ate about 20 of these fish people. The rest have scattered a little bit. A goose has wallowed away with their keys, and they're in the middle of a parking lot as the entire city is engulfed in a huge storm. Everyone's screaming. There's monsters and shit. It's awful.
It's really a good time to have to deal with a goose.
A goose chase.
Brother, cousin.
Yeah?
Brother, cousin.
What's
now, you remember that time we done wrestled that pig in the snow? Rainstorm back home, and it was all slick with mud?
Sure.
Well, I think it'll be easy to catch a goose then.
How far away is that goose?
About 100 feet.
I teleport next to him.
Okay.
I still have one charge left of it.
Okay.
I was going to deliver... Deliver my hilarious line, but I suppose.
All right, sorry, brother cousin. Let's take this back first. What's your line?
I already said it.
The goose is loose.
The goose ain't gonna be loose much longer.
Choke it. It's got an AC of 40.
What'd you get? What are you doing? You just trying to catch it?
I was gonna shoot him.
You could shoot it.
The goose is cooked.
I'm gonna shoot the goose.
Okay. Would you roll to shoot the goose?
I rolled a 24.
Easily hits the goose.
Okay.
Probably going to kill it.
How does 14 damage look like?
Where do you shoot the goose?
Center mass.
Okay.
Base of its neck.
You shoot it in the back, because you're, yeah. So you shoot it, like, right in the back below the neck area.
I teleport next to it, put the shotgun, and go,
sorry, buddy.
It explodes in a mat, like, just... Feather and blood everywhere. Your keys jingle jangle.
Oh, you should get them feathers so that your brother cousin can put them into his rat wings.
The majestic goose angel.
You don't even have to bleach these ones. Well, except for the blood. But
so yeah, the goose is dead.
All right,
keys are there.
I pick up
stuck in his beak.
I pick up
the geese or the keys.
Both. Get both.
Yes.
Okay.
My answer.
Okay.
Can I see Father Beers?
Not from where you're currently located.
Hey, I got the keys, you guys, but we should probably go pick up that holy dude.
There are fish people not far from you, by the way. The goose was on the other side of them, so you just teleported to the other side of the fish people.
Good.
So you have the cars, but on the other side of the fish people.
Tedwood.
Yep.
As I drive, yes, I said, you should grab that priest and haul him in here. And,
by the wrists?
However you can grab him, I'm not trying to slow down too much.
Okay, I can do that.
Because I want a handbrake turn around these fish people, get my brother cousin in here, and hightail it out of here.
Just like...
How are you supposed to do that without the keys?
You can get a good rolling.
Hold on. I'm good at hotwiling.
They see me
this
rolling.
This is canon.
Are you?
This is canon. I've hotwired a car before.
I seem to recall you guys trying to hotwire a car in the back of a museum parking lot, and it took a while.
They did. I came in and said no.
Oh, okay.
This one goes there. That one goes there.
Okay.
Nice.
Roll your sleight of hand to hotwire the
car. Can I do a car check, a vehicle check instead?
No, that's more for driving.
Well, while he does that, I'm going to go grab Father Beers.
How's a 15?
You got the wires out.
Oh, fuck you.
It's not really.
Fuck you. 15 for
it's
everything.
It's not all 15s.
I
You get the wires out, but you're not sure which one's
20!
Yeah, okay.
What do you mean, okay?
Okay.
It's a fucking 20!
Okay.
There's a 20.
Was it a nat 20?
No.
No. Then okay, but I don't care about it as much.
Still a 20.
It doesn't go on the list unless it's a nat 20.
I didn't say
nice,
write it
but
down.
It's no
okay.
Natural 20.
Yeah. It's a fake 20.
I prefer natural 20s over the fake old big unnatural
20s. Sandbag 20s. So the car starts.
There you go. Now,
who are you calling a Dago, son?
You, Swamp Daddy.
Because if there's a Dago around here,
Swamp Dago.
I want him to make me a pizza pie.
I am so sick of you always waiting for
pizza. He's still waiting
pizzas.
For that kid to
that
bring
kid
him
is not bringing your pizza back.
It's
you
gonna
gave
be dirty
away
by now, so it doesn't matter if he does.
I'm pretty
up.
Sure that kid's dead.
Why don't you start driving? And I'll start hanging out like the Joker, and I'll grab up this old man.
I do that.
Okay. You drive around.
Check.
So you're driving around to the other side of the building to pick up beers. Is that correct?
Yes. And then we're going to fishtail all the fishermen's out so we get to...
Well, let's do one thing at a time, shall
no,
we?
Sure. No, everything's fine.
Yeah. Dex to grab Father Beers in a moving car?
And do I need to...
Wait. Who's driving?
I'm
driving.
Okay, I want you to roll me a driving check to make sure you don't run over Father Beers with the car.
I got a one.
Oh, fuck!
A nat one?
Hoping, yeah, a natural
nat
one.
Okay.
Because I didn't want that to be the fish roll around, so I'm good we got a check here.
Hold on,
sorry,
do you
Father.
Have... Do you have... For I have sinned.
It's hard to see you. I know a joke about this, but I think you're supposed to be a lawyer.
So, you see Father Beers. It's grass for a little bit, so your car's a little
His
more wobbly
grass.
Than you thought it was going to be. And you actually run over... You swerve. You run over the legs of Father Beers, but then you drive your car over the side of the dock.
The dock?
Well, it's like the Bay Area. So
said,
you drive over the yeah.
Yeah, we're on dockside.
Yeah.
Remember the whole dockside?
Yeah. You just drop over the side. The car's not all the way in there yet. It's doing that weird teeter-totter thing.
Everybody get
in the back seat.
Yeah, no, I get out.
Okay. Are you in the back seat or the front seat?
Front seat.
Then you're dangling over the water.
I can climb onto the car and go down the back of the car.
Okay. I'm sure you opening doors and things is not going to cause it to...
The window. I can just lower the window.
Do a perception check for me.
Okay. It's an 8.
So as you're slowly cranking down the window, a goose flies over and lands on the hood of the car.
Goose is dead. There's not multiple geese.
He said it was a flock, right?
No.
No.
It lands on the hood and just stares at you.
Is this an old god?
It's just staring.
Is this an old god?
No.
Shoot that goose.
It's just sitting there and just watching you with, like, this real mischievous goose face that it's currently got on, like, how you doing, buddy?
Peace was never an option, so I'm going to shoot the goose with my shotgun through the windshield.
Okay. Through the windshield?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, putting my hands outside and shooting
That's
it down.
Fine.
Around the window.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to have a -4 to that roll. Since you're reaching out a window, unable to aim, and just firing.
19.
Okay. You hit the goose.
Dealing. Okay, I hit the goose.
Okay.
7 damage.
So it hits the goose. It doesn't, like, rip it apart or anything, but it flops backwards onto the hood.
Yep.
High or low?
Low.
Okay. The shotgun blast does not cause your car to start to tilt.
Come on.
But the goose rolling down the hood... Does cause it to
Can I dex out
tilt
the car?
A little bit? Yeah, sure.
Get in the back seat, son.
So, okay, Swamp Papa. Swamp Pie, I go to the back seat.
Okay, you crawl in the back seat, which levels it back to not being all the way...
Because I'm a 600-pound, 10-year-old
Just a little bit. You're offsetting
well, you
the goose.
You have Thor's hammer and everything, so...
Yeah, you're
That's
offsetting
That's not
the goose.
Heavy for me. I'm upsetting the goose. The goose is upsetting me.
You're offsetting the goose. Milton, what are you doing in this whole thing that's going down?
Oh, he's already left. He's just beating his car.
As I was leaving, I said, get in the back seat, son. So right now it's balanced?
It's teetering.
It's more balanced
it just
than you and I.
Moved anymore.
Does this have front or rear wheel drive? All wheel, you say?
I think it's front. Yeah, front wheel drive.
All right, gonna get in the back seat also.
Okay. And roll me a dex.
To get out of the chair?
Just to make sure you don't upset the car at all.
I got a 15.
Okay.
Not good enough.
You
crit fail.
You when you move around, the car is a little rattly, but you make it into the back seat.
Difficult terrain.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna try to syncopate with my young companion to get out of the car at the same time.
Okay.
Yep. Let's do that.
On the count of goose. Duck. Duck. Goose.
I don't know these games. I'm late.
We didn't have games.
I'll take it.
We had strangle the goose when I was a kid.
Well, I always strangle my
anyway.
Goose. Especially upon sleeping people's eyes.
So what'd you guys roll?
19.
12.
Yeah, you both managed to dive out of the car as it, when you flip open the doors and dive out, the car then tumbles into the bay.
Oh no, Montana was in there.
Just kidding, he wasn't.
He went in the black hole.
No, he didn't.
He's just laying in the parking lot.
We got bodies all scattered upon.
So yeah, the car tumbles in.
Does it drown a goose?
You shot the goose, it was dead.
Good.
Its lifeless body
it
tumbled over
it to
the
a
edge.
Watery grave.
I didn't know if it died. But now its secrets go to the watery grave.
Okay. Father Beers has two like tire marks over the back of his legs.
They
and, like,
were there when we got there.
Thigh and calf.
I'm sure his bird bones really absorbed most of the pressure.
Is he a goose in disguise?
Actually, no. That would be too close together. So you just have drive marks over his calves.
Yeah. Those
now,
were
he's still passed out, though.
Well, yeah,
I was
going to
say, he doesn't know who did that.
He does not know yet.
It was the old guy digging.
He was driving his car recklessly.
Drag racing.
Drunk. He was drag racing the goose.
Wake up, Mr. Walker. Don't you see what you've done?
Johnny.
Paul. He's awake.
No.
I guess we should look for us for a different car nearby then.
Yeah, no, we have all the time in the world, apparently. The apocalypse. The Ragnarok.
I quickly proceed with a 21 for a new car.
Mm-hmm. If I recall correctly, I said there were no other cars in the parking lot. And it's, like, fenced in.
Is there a boat on the docks?
Oh, yeah. Let's go in the water.
With water
a giant
gun.
Daddy Dagon.
I was going to say, Dagon is out in the water somewhere.
Daddy Dagon's no longer... He drowned. Don't worry about him.
You don't see any boats in your immediate vicinity. Like, if you got down and out, like,
Sin.
Around this area, you might be able to get to a boat eventually.
Is there a manhole cover anywhere?
Yeah. There's a manhole cover back there. Okay. Perception check for me, by the way. Tedward and Milton.
I had a
14.
21.
Okay. The windows that had those purple...
Nurples?
What were they? They were cylinders.
Pillows.
Purple cylinders. It looks like there's like a purple-pinkish light coming out of that window, and it's getting a little brighter as time goes on.
It's really
I think we're supposed
right
to
now.
Destroy that.
You think so?
Seems like a good idea.
What do you think, voice in head?
I'm not telling you.
But he keeps on describing it like it's
important. I know. Okay, you know what? This is what we're going to do. You got wings?
Yeah, I got one more use of wings.
Here, drink this Red Bull and get me up there.
Shouldn't we wait for our friend, brother, cousin?
I don't think we have that much time.
He's got a fluty coat.
Bradley Chamberlain, you hear a large splash towards the back of the building.
Damn it, that was the car!
Yep, that was the car. The goose is no longer next to you, though. The body's gone.
Oh, no, it's an immortal goose.
Yeah, no, we got to get out of here. That's what the pink
it's
light
did. It's a harbinger
to
of the apocalypse.
Sure.
One of the four goosemen.
Yeah. And death rode in on a pale goose.
Huh?
His name was Stunk.
Somebody's got to get me up to that pillar.
I can do it.
Okay. I mean...
Is one of the broken windows that they broke out on the side?
Broken windows that they broke out?
The gash is there, though, right?
Yeah.
The
hole
in the
wall.
Gash.
Yeah.
So
I'm
going
to fly him up there.
Yeah, fly me up there.
So you fly him up there to the gash in the wall?
Is there a window that's broken out on the fourth floor? Or
third floor.
Yes.
Fly me up to that window.
It's got a
swamp
mesh over it, though.
I'll break it in.
Yeah, we're gonna smash that.
Okay. You want the same room as the purple light?
No, because I want to face it on head on.
Okay. There is a side room that has a window broken on that floor.
Fly me up to that window, Swamp Daddy.
Okay. I take wing with my beautiful wings, and I put one of those feathers in it. And I flap it all the way up there.
Oh, God, you're losing more wings every time you move your arms.
Do me another perception check as you're flying up there.
That was a 16.
You can, too, if you'd like, Milton. And you can, too, if you'd like, Bradley.
Yeah. I would not like to.
Okay. What you two
Milton is too enraptured in his role-playing as an angel to...
Tedward, you see not too far out into the ocean this island rising up out of the water.
That's not
huge, cool. Huge island.
Is that Rikos?
No, it's way bigger than that. It's an architecture you've never seen before.
Staten Island.
Other than in your nightmares. And there is like a swirling storm cloud right above it. And the lightning is really, really intense. It looks like this island from your distance, if you had to guess, it's probably about at least 1,000 or so feet tall. It's pretty big as it rises up out of the water. So, continue.
Okay, I'm going to tell to Swamp Pie that that's something we probably have to take care of at some point, but not right now. Get me to those pillars, please.
Yeah, I can't fly that far, son, and I don't know how we could.
We're not really... Well, what? No, we don't need to fly there. Just fly me to the hole.
Well, if it's rising out of the ocean...
Fly me to the...
Hole in the building.
Hole in the building.
Yes, that's where I'm taking you.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you're at the hole.
I jump off and go inside.
Remember, there's a mesh.
Oh, yeah, okay, so I just break it.
Okay. Roll. Like I'm not going to
look. No.
It's already loosened.
That's an 11.
Yeah, it's good enough to smash it enough to be able to, like, push your way in.
Okay, I'm going to flying missile kick it.
Well, it's already open. You don't have to do that.
Only missile kick.
No, you don't have to do that.
In-flight missile kick.
I got a 15.
You do. So with Tedward in your
clutches. Goes, like his wings barrel roll himself.
You twirl in. Yeah. So you smash through this gate. It scratches the shit out of your wings.
Well, they're about to disappear, so don't worry.
Okay. Well, it scratches them all to hell. Hurts a lot.
Does he lose any more feathers?
Oh, so many feathers. Loses so many feathers.
You're going to look like a featherless turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
It's all right. I'll feed you Skittles till you get better.
Thank you, son.
So you guys are on that floor now. The light is coming in under the door that you're in the room that you're currently in.
Okay. Like just a badass, I'm going to kick that door in.
Okay. You're in that hallway where the baiters were. And then there's another door, which you know is the room that has the thing in it.
I'm going to go up to that door and badass kick it in again.
Okay, you deal. These are real weak doors.
I'm ready to heal anything.
Yeah. The cylinder is very, very bright, and there's lots of little purple and pink electricity just sort of like off of it, hitting everything in the room. And it looks as though the beam of light is sort of going out towards the island.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a coalesced beam like your gun is, but it seems like a faint direction it's going kind of that way.
It's kind of like some kind of creepy ethereal lighthouse that doesn't move.
A little bit, yeah.
Maybe a laser pointer.
Sure.
If I knew what that was.
Sure.
I grip my hammer
tight.
I turn around and look up at Swamp Pie.
Yes, little boy?
Get out of here! Go!
You don't want none.
Go! Be with your own kind! I'll take care of this. Get out of here!
But my tea's at the bottom
of
the
bed. Just get out of here!
Do you slap him in the face?
And I slap him.
This is Harry and the Hendersons.
And I close the door behind me.
All right.
Because he's seen that movie.
Of course.
I stand outside the door then, I guess.
Oh, God.
Okay.
And I try to head towards my brother cousin.
Okay.
Not encounter any fishmen.
Okay. Well... You hear a hippity-hoppity noise coming down the hallway towards you.
I'm a stealthin' with a 21.
Okay.
And climb down the front of the building that I came through the window.
Oh, so you're going back out the hole in the wall.
Yes.
Go see what's up on the roof.
I do not want to see what's on the roof.
There's nothing.
I have no wings.
I'm
we've been out
sure
to the roof.
There's a couple pot
we've been to the roof.
Up there.
You've not been to the roof.
We haven't been there.
I distinctly remember it being
no.
On the
nope.
Roof.
You're wrong.
You're wrong. I'm telling you, there's somebody growing pot up on the roof that used to work here at the hospital.
It's an old man in a pigeon suit.
So anyway, I'm
fucking
going down the edifice.
Okay, so you're just climbing down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Meanwhile, in the room,
You want to go to him and then end with...
Sure. Let's see. What are you doing? You notice the fish people have turned around. They're marching angrily towards you.
How far away are they?
Like 15 feet.
Okay.
But they're marching.
I'm at the corner of the building. I throw down a smoke bomb, and I double move away.
Okay. You have a smoke bomb?
That's one of my class abilities.
Oh, okay.
I have never
just
used
check.
It. Just
okay.
Like shock, shock grasp.
That's why I was like, you have one of those? I don't know. Okay, so you drop a smoke bomb. And you run the opposite way.
Hey, y'all fish people, I'm goddamn Batman!
Okay, so you make it around to the back side of the building, where you see Father Bierce is laying there.
His character sheet just says, speak English. Don't forget all his magical, crazy weapons, like that big sword.
He's in the parking lot.
I know, but he can get that big sword. Speak English!
I can hardly read this.
You see that when you immediately go into the back of the building, you see Father Bierce laying there. I need you to do a perception check for me.
He's probably awake. You're not going to sleep through the apocalypse.
Well, he's not. He keeps botching, so he's not waking up. 12? You notice there is this... You know when you're in a pool and you put like your hand or finger just underneath the water and you move it and like it causes the ripples sort of like come towards you?
I see that in the bay.
But large.
Oh,
so it
I
looks
think,
like there's something large
I think Daddy Dagan's
swimming
coming
its
back.
Way back towards
Wait,
you.
Wait, who has the gun?
I do.
Good.
Okay. So yeah, so that's what you notice at that point. But you're at... Father Bierce with your double move.
All right.
So
I pick him up.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay. His legs are all kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not in a good way.
No, he's in a very bad way at the moment. Ted, we're back to you.
Okay. Palms are sweaty.
Go look, a bowl of mom's spaghetti.
He doesn't have mom.
I don't
so
have
he
a
can't
mom.
Have her spaghetti.
That you know of.
Mom?
Maybe the crystal made it.
Mom? Is there anything in here? There's...
Sven, it's me, your mother.
Don't break that cylinder. Come give Mama a hug.
Mama Covert?
Mama's made you some spaghetti with whale blooper.
How do I get them? Mama, how do I get the spaghettis?
I don't know. I'm just a figment of your own mind.
I'm not insane, Mama. You're insane, Mama. Mama. I'm gonna smash.
Okay. You start to walk towards it.
Yep.
With your hammer out. And the little tendrils of electricity start hitting you all over the body, causing extreme pain.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not turning into a big thing of awful yet. But you are finding it very difficult to move. So I'm going to need you to do a strength check to get past this.
21.
So you are just trudging along. You feel almost like you're moonwalking a bit.
So I'm backwards?
Almost. Like, you're going forwards, but it's going... You almost feel like sometimes you're going
so
a little backwards.
So two steps forward, one step back?
A little bit,
with
yeah.
a cool cat?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know that reference?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm just going with it. Just letting you have your
Thank
day.
Thank you. Yeah. It's a Paula Abdul reference.
Of course it is. Because why not? So you're going to need to do another strength check to get the rest of the way to it. Because the closer you get, the bigger the little bolts of lightning
How's
are.
How's a crit 20 work for you? Mark that down.
I'm doing it.
You old fuck.
You're one fail from an unlucky point. I just want you to know.
Oh, not today, Satan.
Not today.
Now when spaghetti's on the line.
So you keep muscling it. Doesn't matter how strong the electricity is that's hitting you. And
does it charge my hammer up?
No. It's causing immense pain to everywhere it's touching on your body. It almost looks like it's burning the skin. It's blackening the flesh wherever it's touching. So yes, roll your attack on this cylinder.
If only I'd given him morphine beforehand.
20.
Okay. So you swing back with the hammer, and it connects with the cylinder.
Bang.
And when it hits the cylinder, the glass shatters a little bit, like cracks right around that spot. It doesn't look like it's going to break. And you're like, oh, for a moment, second. You're just like, oh, whatever.
Oh, no.
And
I'm,
then it explodes in your face, causing this very large pink explosion. It quickly travels down the hallway. You're completely incinerated. Milton.
What? What? I'm outside.
Yeah. So the building is completely engulfed in this explosion, as well as about a mile radius around it. So everything within a mile is completely disintegrated from this large pink explosion. And you wake up, and you're back in the church. There's no storms outside. And you feel just as refreshed as you did after the 3 days of rest. The rest of you also wake up at the exact same moment back in the church.
I dreamt we'd killed him. Is he dead still?
Hey, what the hell just happened?
We did it. We killed Montana Jackson.
Now, Montana's sleeping in bed.
I put a pillow over his head.
He just hasn't woken up
yet.
He's
dead.
No, he's still crippled. His head's
changed.
He fell out of bed onto his neck. Weird.
That's where he keeps all his axes.
He keeps his axes on the floor next to his bed.
Pointed up.
Blade up.
Yeah. His
That's
axes
the way he
spread.
Likes to fuck. Pants down, blade up.
Okay. Is that also a Paula Abdul reference?
Yes.
Okay.
But that was from her American Idol days when she was on all the pills.
Nah, dog.
That was her, too.
They were all Paula Abdul. So, yeah. So you guys wake up. Father Beers is still not there, though. The building looks...
Is my tea here?
You have your tea. It looks like it did when you first arrived back at the church 3 days prior.
Time travel? Do we die and respawn?
Mama, is there spaghetti around me?
No.
She lied. Mama no always spaghetti. Lied.
Son, what are you talking about?
Don't worry about it,
You ain't got no
pie.
Mama.
Look. The father has not prepared us any breakfast, so I say we go butcher that sassy pig.
Don't touch her. There she is. Certainly didn't forget about her.
Do you think she could fight off the goose if we bring along?
Wait a second.
What if they were friends?
No, the goose's natural enemy is the pig. I'm a farm doctor, and this is
Higher Low.
Hi.
Okay. Sassy pig's not in the same room as you guys.
Nobody fed Sassy Pig for 3 days.
No, it's you went back.
She's feasting on corpses.
So yeah,
it's 3 days prior. But yeah, you haven't seen Sassy Pig yet today.
Is Sassy Pig the Elder God?
No, I tried talking to
it's
it.
The it ultimate evil.
It's just he who is Steve. And
it's tied up outside the church, if I recall correctly.
Which is just what he calls his uniform.
Hey, squid.
Fuck you, Steve.
So you seem to recall Sassy Pig had a spot to sleep outside the church.
She did.
Yeah.
I run up to make sure she's still there.
Okay. When you open the door, you see Sassy Pig has been gutted from throat to taint. And there's just a goose standing there completely covered in blood just looking up at you.
I told you they was natural enemies.
Huh. Is that what you got to say for yourself?
Huh?
Huh?
No, do you not hear me? Stop saying huh.
Huh?
I'm talking to
you. Huh?
Give me that God-killing gun. Give it to me now.
You still have it. It was 3 days prior.
Yeah, 3 days prior, you would have it. You got it. It's in your pocket.
It's very itchy.
Now, son, if you'll fry that bacon into nothing if you kill that hunk with that gun. I suggest you use your hands.
We're going to stuff Sassy Pig with this goose.
Put the goose in the pig, and the pig will live again.
I'm so sad. It's so delicious. It's what Sassy Pig would have wanted.
Milton's just eating it already raw. I found it this way. I figured, why let it go to waste?
So, a note or anything around?
The pig?
No. Inside.
It's the same note as before, where it's written from... No, inside the church. Same note. It's literally like you guys just went back 3 days.
So, there's a trap?
But none of your exhaustion is there.
Yeah. Not yet.
Not yet, no.
Well, none of us fired the gun.
I'm about to. No.
Nah, save it for the fish man.
That would
man.
Cook the bacon pretty well.
It would incinerate it, yes.
That's how I like my bacon.
Be gone. Not even blackened. It's just non-existent.
I know, it's not good for you.
Look, kosher, though.
I want to sing you a little song in times of trouble.
Mother Mary.
Nah, it says, when you put your little hand in mine... There ain't no mountain we can't climb.
Babe?
I got you, babe.
No, babe is dead. The pig is dead.
I got you, sassy. Da, 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 da. I got you, sassy.
Huh?
He mocks me.
Just staring at you.
I shoot the goose.
Okay.
15.
Yeah, you shoot it. How much damage you do?
Special roll 4.
Drugs.
So it's super high when it dies. Huh?
11 damage.
So yeah, it explodes into psychedelic colors. And now you've got two dead animals in the backyard.
I say we roast them.
And the cops are on the way. No. So as you unload onto the goose your frustrations and sadness of your lost pig, that is where we're going to take a break. Hello again, this is Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk to you about patreon.com/botchedpodcast. Now, we love doing the show for you, and we are always flabbergasted at the amount of support that you guys give us to keep doing this crazy show. And, you know, it's not the easiest thing to do, but your donations definitely make this a little easier to put in all this work. So we appreciate it. So head on over to patreon.com/botchedpodcast and check out all the different rewards we have. Part of the Patreon is the $50 level where we have a bi-weekly game. And one of the bi-weekly games we're actually doing live on Twitch every other week. So if you head over to twitch.tv/botchedpodcast, you can see that bi-weekly game that we do with some of the patrons. And starting in February, you're going to be able to see us do Patreon episodes and regular episodes every week on twitch.tv/botchedpodcast. Now, if you want to check out the rest of us on Twitch, I'm over at twitch.tv/worldsmostokaysdm. Phil is at twitch.tv/imaginarynomad. And Tristan's at twitch.tv/... Oh, wait, he changed it. It's now twitch.tv/chonkydong. That's right, twitch.tv/chonkydong. Check it out. Back to the show. Yeah, we're back.
So what should we do now that we know that the church is a trap?
Well,
my head's not right because I just... Everybody I ever loved ends up dying. And it's...
Who do you love, I say, as I'm crackling this pig over an open flame?
He quickly puts together a spit. Just, he put an apple in its mouth. Pales it on the...
Look, son, it may be a trap, but it's also a way out. So if we ever fuck up again, we got to hightail it to that fish tower.
We don't know that. We don't know that for sure, and I got pretty fucking lucky. Those are some things that I don't... The pain I felt is more than losing a parent.
Well, next time, I'll just shoot you up with some of this here morphine, and you won't feel that pain, and we can go straight back to where we was.
Dealing with your
full
pain...
Full of sweet tea and plenty of bacon.
Dealing with your pain with opiates is a slippery path.
Slippery as a goose.
Slippery.
Yeah, but if you was in a time loop and you reset it at the end, you wouldn't have to deal with the come down, so there would be no downsides.
Okay.
Where should we go? What should we do?
Hey, guys, Montana ain't waking up.
Oh, hold on. Zip?
Let's all come in his eyes.
So he can see the future.
And his ears. So it all just clogs up. And his nose holes. Just everything.
Yeah, I mean, if Father Beers ain't here, and he might have died, why is we all alive? I checked for my pendant.
It's not there.
So I should be getting a pizza at any fucking time now. Because I don't see no rain or no chaos outside.
Yeah, no. Perfectly fine, shitty, normal New York day.
Quick, go outside to see if that boy's out there that you gave the
pizza
to.
We are outside, son.
Out front, not out back.
Yeah, go look for that little boy outside real quick.
Okay, do a perception check.
14.
You do not see any little boy. You do spot some children in an alley sort of carving something into the brick, but that's about it. You don't see the child that you gave a pendant to or anything.
Excuse me, little rapscallions.
They don't pay you any attention. They just keep on carving.
I got a dollar for you if you tell me what day it is.
They don't even respond.
We're dead.
Is it Christmas Day?
Well, yes, sir. It is.
No, it's not.
Shoot a goose in the head for me.
I go.
Here's
walk
a
up
shilling.
To them.
Bring me back a decapitated goose.
I think we're into 6 cents.
A half farthing for every goose pelt you bring. No, I go see what they're carving into the...
So it is a large circle. It almost looks like it's three question marks sort of centered around a circle in the middle. They're a little wonky. There's a few other extra lines and shapes. But that looks like what they're carving into the wall.
Do I know what that means?
Not as far as
you know.
Is it
like a cultist symbol or anything like that?
Not that you know of.
Okay, I'm going to go back inside real quick. grab Montana's book that he can never find anything in and see if I can mix match up the pictures with something.
Okay.
Since I don't know how to weed.
Okay.
Mix match the pictures over here.
I'm rolling 20 no matter what you want.
Okay. You don't find that symbol in any of Montana's books.
Unless it's a wisdom.
I think
that
it's the Riddler.
That book sucks.
Mr. Enigma?
Yeah.
Edward?
Edward.
Enigma?
Enigma. Ed-nigma. This is a very clever name. In one of those books Batman's at by now, yeah.
You do notice with your 20 that it looks like a chunk of pages have been ripped out.
Is it a wisdom or is it an intelligence?
Dealer's choice.
21.
Yeah. Looks like there's a section of the book that's been ripped out.
He always got angry.
Right around the letter H.
H.
Mm-hmm.
He did get angry a lot at his book and started ripping it when he couldn't find things in it.
That's why he could never find anything.
Yeah, I know.
Because he always was looking for the wrong thing.
He's got donkey brains.
It's true.
He's got barely any brains now.
Okay. Around the H.
Yeah. The section H, for some reason, has been ripped out of the book.
For honk.
A goose waddles by with pages in its beak. Huh?
Mm-hmm. We're being haunted.
So
I do recognize it, but it's not in this book.
Yeah.
That's strange. Can I talk to the little boys?
You could talk to them.
Hey, little boys.
They don't talk to you. They're just carving away.
I try to reach out and touch one of them.
You do?
They have...
Yeah, they're there.
Okay,
real people.
Can I look at their faces?
Just a glassy-eyed, glazed-over look
on their
face.
I try to move one of them away from the symbols.
Do a strength check.
Says little boy.
That was a 5 workout for you.
You can't seem to move him.
Swamp pie.
Do you recognize this symbol, young man?
Well, of course I do, but I need help moving these little boys around, and you're the man to do it. Is there anything about boy wrangling? It's swamp doctors.
You got to grab him by the middle, see? I get a 5 as I just wrap my arms around this little boy's waist.
You wrap your arms around his waist, and he doesn't move. He just keeps carving.
Hey, are you got white guys touching children over there?
It looks like they're just losing horribly to kids not doing
anything. I'm going to walk over.
Okay.
Bradley, what are we doing over here, guys? Why are we just hugging these glassy-eyed, demon-possessed children?
We're trying to wrangle these boys, but they're real strong.
I'm going to attempt to wrangle.
Okay.
Use your swamp magic.
I don't wrangle.
He rolled
a 3.
You don't. 3 of you are both just pulling as hard as you can on these children that just don't even know you're there.
The children are downright dense.
I'm going to...
Elder
like
gods
us, right?
In disguise.
They finish the symbol. They drop their little chisel or whatever, and they just walk away. Well, try to walk away with you guys hanging on them.
I'm going
to
try to stop one of them.
Okay.
20. Non-natural.
Okay. It's a little girl. She's just like, What are you doing, mister?
You just coughed into the water. Why this
what?
Vandalism?
You did that. I didn't do it.
I'm
on my way home.
Your fingerprints
are
on the
knife. Why are you touching
me?
What?
You have a chisel.
That's not mine. That's yours.
Dad.
You obviously did that.
That is not
planting
true.
Evidence. Child.
What do you know? How old are you? Why
as
are you
old as you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know
yeah.
that. I'm gonna get
the
police.
Same size.
Here. That's
this
not
little
even...
girl is clearly a sociopath, and you should not listen to her.
Don't gaslight me here, you little bitch.
And the little boy's just like, "Why are you touching my sister?
Cause she's cute. What of it?"
Whoa, buddy, that is not okay.
Hey, man, I'm touching you, so like,
that's also weird.
I know I'm not all right with it, but I have accepted my lot in life.
Can you just stop it? That'd be great.
Well, first, you're going to have to tell me what that symbol means.
I don't know. I didn't do it.
You made it.
I did not do
you
it.
Totally
you
did.
Made it.
Let's
and you
check
tried
the,
to put
all
it on
right,
me.
Let's check the tapes.
Yeah.
There's no. What are you looking at?
We got to go find us a Paul just, and go back in time and take you with us so you can see it.
See, you can clearly see on the tapes.
You're just
you.
Staring up at the sky.
Let's check the tapes again.
He's out of his mind. I want to go home. We're going home.
No, I see
to our
it
mom.
Right there. At the 30-second marker, they begin the chiseling. I think we just had a group hallucination.
What?
We're going home to our parents.
Swamp guys.
You guys are out of your minds. We're going home.
Can you bring us a pizza?
Sure, you got $10?
No. Any- wow, that's a very expensive pizza.
Well, delivery cost.
Are there any other...
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of cab fare.
There's only one pizza joint, and it's in New Jersey.
Are any of them wearing
the... They're 100% overcharging you. I know. I get that.
Are any
You're
of them...
stupid.
God damn it. All right, I killed the girl. Did any of them wearing the medallion?
No. They both have, like, a weird... sort of rope burny
so they were wearing
thing on their necks, like right around the clavicle area.
Who'd you give the medallion to?
What are you talking about?
Intimidation.
I gave it to some random kid.
Did you roll for your intimidation? I got a 16.
I could beat that or I can tie it. I beat it.
Okay.
It's a 17.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And I show my burn marks that I have.
Oh, you got the herpes.
Where
too?
Where is it? Who'd you give it to?
I don't have it.
I'm going to put my knife up to his throat.
Whoa, buddy!
Yeah.
Whoa!
This got real for you?
Perception.
It's a 22.
He's got a knife in your balls.
That's a good place to put your knife.
He's like, this is the streets.
I can live without my balls.
Can
you? Can you live without your throat?
Not if I cut the right place. You think this is the first time I've cut a man's dick off? I know exactly where to cut.
So we grew
You'll
up in
be
the,
dead in minutes.
We grew up in the same orphanage then.
Maybe.
Are you Kevin?
Wait, are you Tedwood?
Kevin.
Oh.
Oh, okay. So I removed my knife from his neck.
He more slowly takes the knife from
your bone. I'm sorry, Kev. I didn't realize
What are you doing?
Well, you know.
Would it ruin the moment that we're having if I stopped holding on to this child?
Can you tell your friend to stop?
No, he's...
I'm going to release you.
Oh, he's one of them types. That's going to cost you at least a nickel.
So pizza's more expensive.
I'm sorry, hold up. Your rates are very confusing.
Kevin.
I'm a child. What do you want?
Not you.
It's not a math puzzle.
You're not a gator.
I can be for the right price. For $10, I can be a gator.
Honk! Okay, all right, Kev. Look. We don't all know, but most of us here, everyone but old gator fucker here knows what's going on. Trying to stop the end of the world now, and I need to know where that medallion went.
I don't remember a medallion.
Yeah. I believe you.
When do you stop remembering?
14.
He thinks he doesn't remember a medallion.
Yeah. Is everybody still hanging out down at the soda shop?
No.
No.
We found this old bitch and she died. The cops haven't found the smell yet because of all the homeless outside. It stinks all the time.
So
we just hiding in a corpse-laden house.
Can you bring us there? Is that where all the orphans are these days?
Yeah, most of them.
Okay.
Sure.
You think one of them's got that medallion I'm looking for?
Maybe.
Worth a shot, I guess.
Yeah, it's worth a shot.
We got 3 days. We can reset the world if we want.
Sure.
See, you know what I'm talking about.
Whatever you're talking about, buddy.
Kevin, I miss
son,
you.
Son, I say, don't bet your future on one roll of dice. Please remember, lightning never strikes twice.
I insight him again.
Back in time.
19.
Well, let's go back and see Huey. Lewis. Maybe they got some news.
Huey and Lewis are still there at the orphanage?
They might be. They should be.
Those brothers.
What day is it today?
Crazy.
Wednesday? Yeah, they should be there.
Man, those two together. Trouble. With the capital T.
Well, yeah, but they're good at hiding, you know.
Medallions.
Corpses. But
yeah.
Sure, medallions.
Sure. Okay, well,
you can hide medallions in corpses. Maybe that's what it is.
Hide corpses.
Maybe they shoved it in that old bitch's snatch.
Maybe. We can only know if we go check.
Okay.
You want to hold hands like old times?
No.
Just like old times.
No, I've grown.
Seems like it.
Why you say it like that, Edward?
Okay, let's walk away.
I already told you. You're a very nice guy, but I'm not interested in you like that.
Your sister is, though.
First off, you know full well I don't have a sister. This is Janet. She was at the orphanage, too. Yeah. She's a bitch.
I was going to say a midget, but sure. No, she's a little
she's
midge.
A bitch. And she's just like, hey, Tedwood.
Patricia.
That's not my name. My name is Janet. You always get my name wrong. You fucking stupid child.
You're just like your mother.
Neither of us know our mothers. Though mine's probably still alive, unlike yours. Everyone you get close to dies.
You still want to hold hands?
Remember that nurse that you used to start calling Mama at the orphanage?
Yeah, the one
she
that
burned to death the next week.
What?
Weird. What do you mean, what?
She had the
you
most
were there, you saw
breasts.
It.
She was always good at quitting me to sleep. Suckling away.
Whatever, let's just go to the fucking...
To the fucking?
To the fuck shack.
Do you want to hold hands on
no,
the
No, I don't want to touch your stupid clammy hands. You just rub grease on... You're dressed like some weird fucking Viking thing.
I think I look
good. You got
good.
A Speedo on, a cape.
I think I look good.
And you're
good.
All greased up like a weirdo.
Meh. You know, we've all grown. Some people live in corpse houses and other ones take on the power of ancient gods from Norse mythologies.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that what you've been doing, Tedward? You've been fighting Norse gods and things
well,
like
I mean,
that.
Well, I mean, outer gods and inner gods.
Oh, okay.
Gooses.
I'm a swamp magic man.
No one asked you, you creepy pedo.
Smoke bomb!
Whatever.
And I don't move. I just stand there and wait for the smoke.
I see
he
you.
The smoke. Smoke gaze.
Hell yeah, she's good,
swamp
man.
Look at me, guys. I'm
you
a
got,
dragon.
You gotta hold it in. Ghost it.
So yeah, so they lead you back to the makeshift orphanarium. It smells heavily of death in this building. There are many homeless outside in the alley.
This looks like a nice place.
There are probably 30 to 50 kids in this house. Just saying, when you walk in. There's a dead lady just propped up in the corner.
Oh shit, it's weekend at Bernadette's.
And a whole bunch of cats just chewing on her.
Huey, Lewis, and the dudes, how are you all doing? It's me, your lovable Tedward.
Who brought Tedward back?
Old lovable Tedward.
Jesus.
You scampy little orphan with the tight little butt.
Yeah, you keep saying that. It's not.
Oh,
he keeps skipping squat day. I tell him.
I do nothing but squat.
He can't squit it.
He's going to have
everywhere.
Chicken legs or
He's
goose legs.
Squitting, squatting.
All he does squirting. Is deadlifts.
And it's all done in my back.
Jerk and twerk. Jerk and twerk. That's how you get the muscles.
It'll right. look good till he's about 17. His body starts falling apart.
So Huey and Lewis are...
What about the dudes?
Well, they're all dudes except for the few dudettes.
Are they working on the news? Or?
They're working on the noose that they're putting together for Tedward now that he's back. Huey and Lewis... About 5 feet tall, so they're a good bit bigger than you are.
They're big little boys.
Redheaded, lots of freckles.
Soulless.
Scar on their cheek.
Are they old gods?
What?
Well, they, we couldn't maybe. Move.
They don't have
we
souls.
We's grown
so.
Men.
Yeah. What are you doing here, Tedward? What do you want? They also have that little scratchy scratch mark on the side.
Hey, what's
there.
Up with your neck?
And I just pulled down.
Oh, it's from cats and rats.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, you sleep, they get you right in your clavicle. Little nibbles. We call them love bites. That symbol all the way, by the way, is carved on like
Everywhere.
Every wall.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
What's that symbol?
I don't know. The old lady must have carved it when we got here, before we got here.
I don't think that's
Maybe
true.
Maybe her cats did it. I don't know.
I don't think that's true. Why are you meowing at me?
No, the cat. That was
you
a cat
meowing You raised by cats?
You. No. I was raised by nuns.
That guy's licking himself.
That's Bernie.
He likes his testicles.
He does.
But he's very flexible.
He's very
I'm
flexible.
I'm very impressed.
He should be.
He was raised in a circus. His mother was the bearded lady, and his father was a trapeze artist.
It's a lot of backstory
yep.
for a...
And the elephant...
For a throwaway character
fell
that
right
we're not
on
going to ever meet again. Did his parents perhaps die in a tragic trapeze incident?
No, an elephant
and
fell on him.
And he fights crime alongside a man that
elephant?
Dresses up as a bat.
No, nope, elephant was just walking by.
And he dresses, he's the Finch.
They were holding hands, walking by. Elephant drops
whatever
dead on the
you,
spot.
Whatever
he's right
saying
on
to
him.
Me right now, my headcanon is so much better. He is the Finch. Look how flexible he is. He can dodge all sorts of crime.
Sure.
Caw.
Don't
long arm of the caw.
All right, out of character. What are you trying to get from these kids?
I don't know. We're trying to figure out what the symbol is.
Where the medallion is.
And where the medallion is.
We're trying to find out where the medallion is.
Which medallion?
The one that...
The one I threw away? Or...
Yes.
Yes.
The one you threw away.
And every one of these children has the mark around their neck as if they were wearing them.
Yeah. So it looks like everybody in this building was wearing it at some point.
So some kid got this medallion. So there's things that change when we do this stuff before we go back in time. And now these kids have
a medallion of an elder god.
It's not a closed loop.
No.
We just went back, but changes have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Son, I say, son, this.
Who the fuck are you?
And all the orphans look at him.
Papa? Dad?
Papa?
Look,
you're
look,
not
this,
my dad.
This whole orphan den you have has a very clear and crisp sheen about to it. Resonates with a whole consummate professionalism. Really gives your den a big boost, but,
What are you talking about?
Huey, is it? Yeah, seemed to have
I'm
a very,
Lewis.
Well, Lewis, Huey has a very far more cynical sense of humor than you do, so I don't know what to say about it, but maybe you could take us to whoever's in charge.
We're in charge, thanks.
Yeah, but you don't seem to know nothing about no medallion.
No?
Hold on.
There's no medallion.
Can I call a huddle meeting? A cuddle puddle meeting?
Okay.
Three of us?
Excuse us, orphans, we have to cuddle this Speedo-adorned child.
Whatever, you're so weird.
Don't look at my turtles.
They'll get you.
They'll fucking kill you. They'll eat you out from the inside. Lay their babies
in. The gerbils are in here.
No.
They're in my
pack. I think that...
Oh, boy, the cats are going to get real hungry.
Hold on a second.
They can't... They're impervious.
Okay, we're gonna step outside.
We're gonna go outside real quick.
We're gonna go outside real quick. Don't worry about that.
I'm gonna kill each and every one of those fucking cats.
Meow.
And fuck them.
They
to
all
death.
Just swerve their heads towards your general direction, and they're just.
Genital
That's cats. Right, you fucking furry bastards! I will skin you alive.
Meow.
Don't you fucking look at my turtles.
Okay, and I pull meow. On.
Go outside. Right,
I pull on Bradley as I get him outside.
Sorry, I get a little heated. Protecting my gerbils.
No, I get it.
You're in heat?
You're in heat like a little cat.
I'm always in heat.
But there ain't no gators, so
ain't
he
no
can't
gators
release
around
them.
Here.
Ain't no gators.
I don't know if the medallion is an answer, because it's really just a curse put upon everybody, anyone who puts it on.
I think what we learn is that we need explosives and car keys at all times.
And like 8 different vehicles.
And we gotta figure out what's going on in this whole city. And then each time we learn something, we go back in time.
We'll reset it.
And then we do everything in order.
Should we go back to the insane asylum to see if it's still there? Or
do we need
leveled?
To order a pizza?
Yeah, we should go see if anything we did affected it. We should get in the car and drive to that insane asylum.
And don't ever say the P word again. Not around
yeah,
just
penis?
That pizza.
Pizza.
I can hire one of these orphan boys to bring me a pizza at the church after we swing by.
They're going to overcharge you,
asylum.
Brother cousin.
$20.
They give out their bodies for a nickel, but a pizza costs $10.
Look, they have
it's
their kids.
That's $10 than I have to my person.
So they clean. They haven't had all the world. Wear them down.
Oh, boy.
What?
Okay. All right. You know what?
Wherever you're
so
going
high?
With that, let's not.
Yeah, no. Okay. You're getting a little glassy-eyed and you're drooling a little bit.
You're
going to
start
high.
Carving symbols into little boys' chests.
Look, I just want tea and pizza.
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 Tea and pizza.
Sweet tea pizza.
Teats.
How do you think peaches would be on a pizza? I think they might
peaches?
Be peaches. Yeah.
If they're
candy. Dehydrated.
No, I'm talking like sloppy peaches.
You just get your pizza.
It'd be terrible.
It'd
be
disgusting.
All. It just,
I don't know.
It would
pineapple works pretty well, I guess. Peach.
It's not
I think
as
if
wet.
You, like kind of semi dehydrated them a little bit,
yeah.
And then
what
put
flavor
them on the pizza
combination
and bake
it more? Are you going for? Because I do
bacon.
Believe they might
it'd
be too
like a
sweet.
Substitute for. It'd be a substitute for pineapple.
Yeah. No. Like a peaches.
Too sweet.
Peaches.
Peaches. Basil. Balsamic reduction and bacon.
I was going to say bacon would work really good on it.
I miss basil.
Who? Okay, let's, you know what? Fuck these orphans, but don't.
No!
Don't swamp
no,
pie.
No, don't do the
swamp
pie.
Don't do it.
Father Beers ain't here.
Don't
I
don't
do
it.
Have to worry
you got
about nothing.
We really weird against all these boys.
Father
I'm
Beers
trying
comes
to get
out
a-
and he's buckling his pants up. Oh, where are you guys doing here? No, just kidding.
I
we
was
should probably.
Being tortured.
I was being tortured.
Let's
in there.
Let's go back to the church.
All right, yeah, let's get out of this giant room full of tight, cute little butts that Tedward won't stop talking about for some reason.
Now who's being weird? Let's get in the car.
Being weird? I'm always. I have sex with gators. I have a fanny pack full of gerbils, and my robe is made of rat tails.
What about your beard, brother?
My what?
Your beard?
My.
Do you have a beard?
I don't have a beard.
Is it made of gerbils hanging by
I
the tails?
I,
Look at your tear ducts.
Look at my face. I do not have any hair there. I'm a hairless creature.
Is there a gas leak around here? He's What's going on?
What is happening?
All right, let's go back to the church.
Get to the cat.
It's the pizza.
He hasn't had pizza in days.
Hungry.
He's lost
Joe Corby's does not deliver in the...
Praise Corby's. All right, we're getting in the vehicle, and we're going where
Joe's,
again?
Eat at Joe's.
Stuff our crust.
We're going to the crust. We're going to the insane asylum to see if anything's changed
or
if it's leveled.
But this time we're going to be on time, not 3 days late, so they just stand around touching each other and torturing the priest, right?
Maybe not 3 days anymore.
So we're getting it.
No.
I don't like what you just did there, sir.
No.
Do not.
I can do band puns. It's not a pun. I just throw a band name.
Do not tempt me, sir. I will quote Nickelback Led Zeppelin on this podcast. We will be listening to Bradley Chamberlain singing the hits of Creed.
You can't make it worse.
With arms wide open.
Things I should have been singing when I had angel wings.
Yes.
Next time.
So you guys are going where? The church or the asylum?
Asylum.
We're going to the church to get the car and then going to the asylum to see what it looks like.
Did anybody want to steal anything from Montana Jackson as he sleeps?
I'm just going to take everything he's got.
Everything? Got it.
Okay, I don't know what he has.
It's very heavy.
I'm pretty sure his inventory list is not up to date.
You have a lot of things now.
He has a fedora.
I'm not taking that.
Okay.
Keep him alive? What?
By putting a jug of vodka upside down with an IV drip onto him.
Just dripping onto him, not into him?
He drinks by osmosis.
His skin will absorb it eventually.
It's very true. Okay, let's go. Let's go.
All he has to do is touch the bottle and the liquor evaporates.
Do you have a driving proficiency?
Yeah, I drove all the way here from the south.
I walked. Well, swam. Through the...
ether.
Through the underground swamp tunnels that connect all lands of this glorious planet.
Sorry, what?
You know, Hollow Earth theory? Well, it doesn't go to Atlantis. It goes to the great swamp within the planet.
In the sky.
In the sky.
Don't talk to me.
Don't you fucking judge my religion.
So you drive back to the asylum.
Swampianity.
Again, there's no cars in the parking lot.
Praise be to Bog.
But the building's there?
Yeah, building's there. Looks totally
fine. God damn it.
Building looks totally fine.
I'm going to go up to the doors.
They're open, but you don't see any people inside.
We know what happened last time we did this. However, they had 3 days preparation to create a bunch of baiters. Perhaps they have not baited enough at this point to threaten
us with their
bait.
Maybe there's just no one here because they all exploded, and we beat this section.
I'm going to stealth up to the room where Father Bios was with a 17.
Okay. I'm going to stealth too.
I'm going to stay in the car.
With a 19.
Okay, you are stealthy. You get up to the room with Father Beers, and it looks like there's only one guy in the room with Beers at the moment. It's
Randy.
Marsh.
Obadiah.
Yeah, it's Obadiah, yeah. And he's just beating the shit out of Father Beers.
Hey,
just
Edward.
Beating the shit out of him. He's just like, come on, you know you want to tell me. Where's the island?
He's like, I don't know where the island is. I don't know.
Edward, I think we're interrupting some kind of sex thing.
I don't think it's consensual.
They maybe have an agreement. They wrote maybe a contract. There could be a safe word, or they could use the more modern red light, green light system.
I think we should go in there and get...
We should kill him.
Yeah, but stealthily, so he don't hear us go in there. And then we cut his Achilles tendons.
Would you like some kind of magical armament? They open up the robe. I'm not sure what I have, but it's a lot. There's some kind of sword cane and a not cane sword, and there's a gun.
Yeah, he has a sword cane. He has a pole arm that...
It's the halberd thing.
The halberd thing. He has a planetary whip that knocks things down. Mm-hmm. I forget what else he has on him, but
I'm
going to
enter the room stealthily.
I'm going to join him.
He's like, come on, you can tell me. Your friends are going to be at any minute.
I rolled a 22.
22? Okay.
I got 18. Yeah.
He does not hear you over the sound of him beating the shit out of Father Beers.
Shit.
And Father Beers does not notice you guys coming into the room. It does look like all those runes and things have been carved in the walls, so this room looks relatively the same as what it did before.
There's just significantly less fish dick.
Yes.
Should we just kill him?
Do we kill him?
Our scouts have reported that your friends are just sleeping back in the...
The church. They probably won't even be here for days at this point.
That's kind of funny, because that's how it used to be, but this time we're here now. I should probably stop talking while we're stealthing, right?
What's
being
up?
Very sti-
Swamp
oh,
pie.
My God.
There must be a methane leak somewhere in this hospital.
There's a lot of bad elder god stuff.
Don't let that go over there.
There's
It'll
a
blow
sulfur
up.
Vent coming out of Phil.
We could be more stealthy about it. Are any of the things that he has had on his person, minus the fedora, because it is an accursed item that one should never wear, that maybe perhaps would be considered a finesse weapon?
Do you think I should just...
Sword cane.
Bash his...
Sword cane.
Because it's like real...
What's the damage on the sword cane?
D8 for the sword and D6 for the cane.
What or if, you could whip him, knock him prone, and then execute him with your guns.
With my hammer.
I'm thinking we should both attack him simultaneously in a stealthy pincer move.
And we have double damage because we're sneak attacks?
I think it's just we add a D6 because it is a sneak attack. However, that has not been defined in the rule system of this universe. I want to get him in the penis.
With your gerbils?
How far away from him are you at this point?
Well, we keep sneaking up closer.
Yeah. Keep getting closer. How close are you?
I guess we'll have to find out next week.
No. Because while you're sneaking up, you just hear a, huh? And causing him to turn around quickly.
I attack.
And we leap.
I'm going to leap at him with something.
Okay.
And I go at him with my hammer.
Okay.
Sword and cane.
So as he turns around, sees you guys, notices there's a goose in the doorway behind you. That's what we're going to call it. So thanks so much for tuning in again. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers. His Lord and Majesty, Big Jim, Zukari, He Who Is Steve, The Nut, Chronic Ejaculation, Skinner, All Things Wisdom, Stiggy, Lousy Apples, and Sparkle Brony 69. If you have the dime and the time and want to support our little shit show, head on over to patreon.com/botchpodcast and throw your dollars at us. Like our newest insane person, Chase Brill. If you also have a moment, please head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, like our newest 5-starer.
Listen, you will laugh. 5 stars. By Asked Centaur. November 11, 2019. If you're looking for a hardcore Adventure League-style D&D podcast, this isn't it. But if you want to laugh uncontrollably and still have an awesome narrative, this is the podcast for you. I made the mistake of listening to these guys at work, and I ended up on the ground crying, laughing myself hoarse. By the way, horse is not spelled like the animal, asked Centaur. I know that you're very horse-themed.
Get back into it!
I'm trying to
get back into it!
Okay, fine. My coworker thanks you guys for giving him a heart attack.
He spelled it like horse.
Shut up.
I like peanut butter. I killed a guy with my dick. It's called Mr. Pants.
Thank you to Gozer for our intro and outro music. More of them over at Gozer_music on all social media. And as always...
Well, as you sit in the car and drum on the steering wheel and your friends...
Honk.
Botched.
Botch Podcast is proudly part of the Giant Size Team Up Network. For more shows like ours, head on over to www.giantsizeteamup.com.
Hold on while I alt-tab out of my Pornhub.
Goose Hub.
Goose Hub.
Porn honk.
Stunk Hub.